ISIS is getting ready for another takeover. Cleanup is ongoing from Florida's 30-year floods. And what does a dried-up orange say about your faith? We'll explain that on today's edition of Mission Network News, the listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Is the world ready for a nuclear Islamic State? Pakistan's government's finally acknowledging the presence of ISIS in their country. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says one way or another, the terrorists will get a hold of nuclear power.
That would give them such strength that I don't think many leaders around the globe are prepared to deal with. From my reports on the ground in Pakistan and from having been there earlier this month, ISIS is moving with lightning speed. It's a frightening possibility to consider, but it's one that we need to prepare for.
The Islamic State's raw brutality puts pastors supported by FMI at risk. Also, an Islamic State stronghold in Pakistan would open the door to advances in Asia. Find details in the full report at missionnetworknews.org. But in the meantime, pray.
God's hand is not so short that he can't turn this tide. So pray for the Lord to halt the spread of the Islamic State.
Next, Christians in Sudan are protesting the right to worship God. Sudan's government has put a ban on building more churches, and they're even tearing some down. Believers have been praying and worshiping in protest to the ban. Kids Alive International is praying for all Christians and doing as much as they can to help, including providing for children's immediate needs. Pray for those who are being persecuted and for those who are providing help. This is Mission Network News. Remember the 30-year floods in the Florida panhandle this spring? You might not, but the survivors sure do because, well, it's still a mess in some places. A World Renew Disaster Response volunteer team is leaving tomorrow to help with the ongoing repairs and cleanup. Weekly work crews are planned through 2016 for the Pensacola, Florida area. While the teams work, they're spreading the word of God, giving people hope. Supplies are needed. Just visit our website if you can help. Meanwhile, if you're looking for a child sponsorship program you can trust, consider Orphan's Heart. 100% of the monthly sponsorship money goes to improve the physical, spiritual, and emotional life of a child in need. Erica Durr of Orphan's Heart says,
most importantly to us is that the child is nurtured spiritually and that they have the opportunity to come to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we ensure that the gospel is presented to our children and they have the chance to know him as Savior.
Durr says sponsors will be able to communicate with their child and maybe even visit.
And it's a very personalized program so that the sponsor will realize that they're an important part of the child's life and that they're making a difference in a child all the way around the world on a daily and monthly basis.
For information, visit the links located on our website. And what if feeding the hungry was a spiritual act of worship? Moses, Inc. founder Judy Vander Ark says their work with a food pantry in Canada last week was eye-opening.
We tend to go through our pantry shelves and take off something we don't think we're ever going to cook and bring it to the homeless shelter or the food bank.
Partnered with the Salvation Army and the local church partners in Toronto, she said their facilitator noted,
sometimes you get oranges that are so dried out that you can't peel them and they don't have any juice inside. And I thought, we profess to be Christians, and if we give what we don't want to the poor, what kind of a witness is that really to them?
Moses, Inc. is a peer ministry using short-term trips to equip young people in missions. Lessons like these emerge with every trip. Their next team is forming now. Sign up through a link at our website.
Our next major trip will be high school spring break, April 2 to 11, and that will go to rural Mississippi.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. In fact, they're providing us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is pretty essential. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the banner. It's on the right. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.